Now, Philip Simple, PLTD Jordan Q. Today's date is 11/21/2024. Dictation is 4. Rudolph Lopez. Lopez spells L-O-P-E-Z. Rudolph spells R-U-D-O-L-P-H. Date of birth is 03/04/1961. This is a 63-year-old gentleman here for a surgical clearance period. Next paragraph. Mr. Rudolph said he had an incident where he fell on his outstretched arm and suffered a Hill-Shacks injury to humeral head and a rotator cuff tear. Said he's scheduled to have these injuries repaired surgically and is there for surgical clearance prior to procedure period. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension. Next paragraph, past surgical history. Is none. Correction, appendicitis. Correction, appendectomy. Family history. Next paragraph. Family history is none. Next paragraph. Social history. Endorses tobacco use. Denies alcohol or drug use. Next paragraph. Medication lisinopril. Next paragraph. Allergies. Penicillin and clindamycin. Next paragraph. Review systems. The patient reports right shoulder pain. All other systems were reviewed and were negative. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented. In no acute distress. This morbidly obese gentleman. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 92% at room air. Blood pressure is 133/68. Correction over 83. Pulse 61. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.8. Period. Next paragraph. Right shoulder. Reduced range of motion. There's tenderness diffusely in his right shoulder. No scapular winging. Neurovascularly intact. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or sinusitis. Period. Next line. EKG reveals normal sinus rhythm. No acute injury demonstrated. No ST elevation. No Q waves. Period. Next paragraph. Chest x-ray was done also. Chest x-ray reveals no acute cardiopulmonary processes. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to morbid obesity. Secondary to obesity. Midline scar. Poor surgical scar is present. Below is umbilicus in the center. Next paragraph. Question. Normal bowel sounds, no rigidity, no rebunged, no guarding, no organomegaly. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is surgical clearance, number 2 rotator cuff tear, number 3 humeral head Hill-Shacks injury, number 4 morbid obesity. Period. Today we did the following labs: CBC, CMP, PT, PTT, INR, chest x-ray was done, results reported above, EKG was also done, results reported above. Patient was advised that whenever the labs are available, these, if it's normal, the results will be forwarded to the general surgeon or correction orthopedic surgeon. And if cleared, he will be scheduled according to their requirements. Patient was advised also that he will be called if we need to address any abnormality in the labs. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.